This is Nate and Crate on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Hawk Security Services. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Nate Griffin and Patrick Creighton.
All right, on the hotline with us right now, covering the San Jose Sharks for SB Nation's Fear the Fin, it's C. Morley. Hey, C., how you doing?
Hi, not too bad. How about you?
I'm doing all right. You know, one of the things that I miss about moving to Houston from New York is hockey, especially since I grew up playing hockey. So let's talk about your Sharks. You know, this still scored 100 points this year. Well, they tallied 100 points this year, even though this is not as high-scoring a team as some past Sharks teams have been. But they still have some guys who can put it in the net. You know, Logan Couture, Pavelski. They still got a couple of guys who can bang it home. Were you surprised how fast they made work of the Anaheim Ducks?
Yes and no. I think there was kind of a big question mark over the season as a whole, but playoffs especially, with the loss of Joe Thornton, what this team was going to look like come playoffs. So I don't know anyone who was really scared of the Ducks, to be honest. I think that the Sharks beating the Ducks is kind of an expectation, but to do it that quickly with this team without Joe Thornton, that was a bit of a surprise.
Now, you know, usually you lose, you know, when your top line center, that can be a death blow, but they've continued to play pretty well. Now, again, even though this team, they don't have, you know, the multiple, you know, big-time goal scorers that some Sharks teams in the past have had, but they seem to be a little more balanced.
Yeah. With losing Patrick Marleau this offseason, kind of the thing that you heard a lot in the locker room was that this is going to be a full-team effort, that there's no one guy who is going to replace Marleau's production, and we've seen that throughout the lineup. It's been a lot of players this year who have had career years, even a lot of the guys from the blue line. Brendan Dillon has become this offensive machine that no one would have expected. He's very much a stay-at-home defenseman. But picking up all of that production and getting, you know, the thing that you hear a lot is the 27 goals. Marleau's 27 goals. Where are those going to come from? And the Sharks have got it all through the lineup. And that's been an issue that they saw in 2016 when they made it to the Stanley Cup final for the first time. But their depth really got called out against that really deep Pittsburgh team. So that's been something that I think has been a goal for the last 2 years to address, and they finally done that.
Yeah, you get four centers on the team who scored at least 17 goals. You know, I even go back to, you know, some of the Islanders dynasty teams. We didn't have four centers who scored 17 goals. So, you know, it seemed like a very balanced lineup where all three lines can score, and they just grind it out a little bit more, like you said, with the team effort. But, you know, I know the Ducks aren't – and the Ducks and the Sharks are pretty close in record. I think the Ducks had 101 points, Sharks had 100. But still, four-game sweep?
Yeah, well, you know, with the Ducks this year, they had a lot of injuries. That was something that we saw through the season every time that the Sharks faced the Ducks, is that it was kind of a, well, who's actually playing on the Ducks this time? Because they were dealing with a lot of injuries, I think. You know, Kevin Bieksa coming back to that game was terrible. It did not work out well for them. So, you know, the Ducks had just a really hard year, and they kind of heated up at the right time at the end of the season, which is how they were able to get to that second spot in the Pacific over the Sharks. But, yeah, that four-game sweep was really crazy.
All right. Now, in the Pacific, you know, you get an expansion team at the top of the draft. At what point in the season did you realize, well, Vegas is actually legit, they're going to be there all year, versus waiting for that, like, okay, they're going to fall off, okay, they're going to fall off? When did you realize they weren't going to fall off?
I think, you know, the holiday time is kind of the benchmark for a lot of teams, you know, kind of seeing where they're going to be towards the end of the year, that, you know, between Thanksgiving and Christmas is when teams really kind of settle into about what they're going to be. And so once you hit the new year and Vegas is still going strong, I mean, the Pacific was pretty weak this year. I hate to say that because it sounds like I'm discrediting their work, which is totally not true. They were amazing. But when you have kind of a weak division, you know, a lot of people were like, oh, well, they'll fall off. And once you hit the new year and they're still going, that's when it's like, okay, so Vegas is, you know, they're legit.
We're talking with C. Morley, Fear the Fin. She covers the Sharks for SB Nation. And see, with in the Western Conference, you know, is Nashville that much better than everyone else, or is that just kind of a media concoction about the Predators being this team that's the favorite in the West? You know, the Jets weren't far behind them. Is that something that's a media concoction, or, you know, are the Predators, you know, with their playoff testing, are they legit the team to beat?
No, that's very real. Sharks had a pretty tough series against Nashville in 2016, and ever since then, they've only gotten better. So, yeah, they're definitely a team that, you know, the Sharks are scared of, and they should be. I think the Jets are kind of underrated. The Sharks had a really hard regular season series against them, so both of those teams are going to be, you know, really scary to come up against in the conference final.
All right, so the Sharks get out of the first round. Who do they play next, and how does that matchup look?
So they're playing Vegas, and this is going to be, you know, a series where both teams swept their first round opponent. So both teams are rested. That's scary, but it's good for the Sharks to have gotten that sweep because Vegas had slept the night before. So that put a little extra pressure on to make sure that they were rested, that they didn't have that extra travel to Anaheim to kind of wear them down. So it's going to be tough. But the thing that I kind of hold on to is that Vegas has really nothing to prove against San Jose. You know, something that has come up, the players, the kind of narrative that they've been pushing through the season is that they all have some level of resentment towards their former teams. Well, in the expansion draft, the Knights took David Schlemko, who had played only 62 games with the Sharks and was injured for a lot of the year. They took David Schlemko, and then they flipped him to Montreal. So the only player on the Knights who was a former Shark would be Ryan Carpenter. He was picked up off waivers in December. And he's a guy fighting for fourth-line minutes, you know? So they don't have that same kind of chip on their shoulder, I think, against the Sharks the way that they do other teams. And so the Sharks really have to kind of get in that mental edge that, you know, that they don't have anything to prove here.
All right, she's C. Morley. She covers the Sharks for Fear the Fin, SB Nation. See, listen, I really appreciate the conversation. Love the info. And hopefully your team will get through a second round here. We'll get to talk again.
Yeah, definitely. Go Sharks.
Thanks, C. Morley, Fear the Fin, SB Nation, covering the San Jose Sharks. And, you know, the Golden Knights of Vegas, they've got five guys who scored 22 or more goals, and William Carlson led them with 43 goals. That's a lot of offensive production when you consider this is an expansion team. They can put it in the net. So you want to beat Vegas, you're going to have to play some physical hockey. All right, coming up next, these weren't quite the disaster level of the Letterman jackets, but they did fail miserably. It's next.